This morning's reading is from the prophecy of the end times. The struggle between the powers of light and of darkness for the control of man's destiny is an eternal battle that is now culminating under the direct intervention of God. Man has use of his free will to determine what his destiny is to be. It is the responsibility of the ministry to inform man of his choice and the means by which he can overcome darkness through learning to live the way of light. Else man cannot use his free will. Man does not know how the corrupting influence of darkness can create civil disorder, hysteria, decadence, and uncivilized behavior in the individual and in society as a whole. When heavenly order is looked upon with disdain by humanity, then next will come earthly disorder. But all governments who persecute the religious know that they are in the end contributing to their own downfall and to that of nations. Men and their earthly governments have no power over darkness once it overcomes the mind and psyche of humanity. The universe is renewed by great religions that come in cyclic periods in conjunction with the revealed Word of God, manifest in the life and light of the cosmic sun, and registered in the minds of prophets, raised up by God so that humankind may remember its godhood and form one community of spiritual good, one government in which all speak a common language and think a common thought, bound together by the desire to make everything good in God's creation and to allow no one to do wrong and thus harm the good order of the world and the cosmos in general. By these means, good will triumph in the world, darkness will be removed, and all made light. In that day, men and women will be light. They will require no material sustenance, neither air nor water nor food, and will live only off the life and light of God in his word manifest among them. Death shall disappear, and the earth shall be rejoined to the cosmic sun forever. Man has his own destiny and that of the world in his hands. God's light streams out of the spiritual sun into the material universe, but only man's consciousness can receive or perceive it through the medium of Christ. Coupled with God's consciousness, man's consciousness can transform the material universe into a higher dimension. Man's consciousness and spiritual form in its original nature still lives. Yet only God's image and word can bring them into awakened and living being. This nature is pre-existent, beyond the time and space of the material universe, as perceived by the perceptory senses of man's mind and body of matter. The disciplines and techniques of the school are based on revelations from God that teach man how to develop this light personage in spirit. Like a child, the spirit must needs be given life and trained. This is the role of the school in the community, to teach of this higher self-realization which transcends the mind and body of the physical self. The school of the community is authorized by God to execute God's doctrines in unison with spiritual laws manifest in all creation and apparent to the spiritual senses of the redeemed of God. It fulfills the prophecies of the former religion and comes as a friend to them for their preservation in new form. The new community comes to announce the dawning of a new cycle and the closing of an old one, so that this new cycle and age may be set apart from the old. Let the teachers of the school call it the Jamelian cycle or the Jamelian age, for I was the first of the race to be redeemed under the second coming of God, man's only savior. The restoration of truth in the world is only possible under God. Truth must be revealed of God in order for man to know of it. For truth is not of itself generated or known in the world. Therefore, since truth is being revealed to the community, it is to be taught in its school of truth as a sacred trust.